Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a jungle-style base wobble in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices, and we're aiming for that old-school DNB pressure that sits underneath chopped breaks and dark atmospheres. Now, this is not the super clean, modern wobble sound. We want something rougher, more rhythmic, more alive. Think deep sub weight, a moving mid-range, and just enough grit to make the bass feel dangerous without stepping all over the drums. So let's jump in. First, set up a fresh Ableton project at 165 BPM. That tempo is right in the jungle and old-school DNB pocket, and it gives the whole track that natural urgency. Create three tracks right away. One for drums, one for bass, and one for atmosphere. Keeping these separate from the start is a really smart move, because in drum and bass, the relationship between drums and bass is everything. You want to hear how they interact early, not after you've built a huge complicated mix. If you have a reference break or a rough jungle loop, load that in now too. Even a simple reference can help you judge whether your bass feels like a proper DNB record or just a random synth patch. Now let's build the bass properly. On the bass track, drop in an instrument rack. This is a really beginner-friendly way to keep the sub clean while the wobble gets movement and character. Inside that rack, make two chains, one for the sub and one for the wobble. For the sub chain, use operator or analog. Keep it simple. A sine wave is perfect here. The sub's job is not to be exciting. Its job is to be solid. Keep it mono. No extra stereo spread. No fancy unison. You want pure low-end stability. Set the envelope with a very short attack, so the note comes in cleanly. Use a medium short release so the notes don't blur together. A good starting point is 0 to 5 milliseconds on the attack, and somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds on the release. You want each note to feel tight and controlled. Now for the wobble chain, use wave-eatable, analog, or operator again, but this time choose a richer waveform, like a saw or square-based sound. Don't worry about making it perfect yet. We're going to shape it. The point is to create a tone that can be filtered, distorted, and animated. A good rule in jungle is this. Keep the lowest layer boring on purpose and save the character for the upper layer. That's what keeps the bass powerful without making the mix fall apart. Next, let's write the actual bass phrase. Open a MIDI clip and make a simple two-bar loop. Keep it minimal, mostly one note, maybe a second note for a little call and response. Leave space. Jungle bass often works best when it feels like it's answering the breakbeat instead of competing with it. A nice beginner-friendly idea is this. Hit on the first beat, then answer on the end of two. Then repeat that in the second bar, but change the second note slightly, maybe by moving it up an octave or to a nearby note. That gives you motion without overcomplicating the phrase. In terms of note range, your sub will usually live lower down, around F1 to C2, and the wobble layer can sit higher, maybe around C2 to C4 depending on how thick you want it. But honestly, if you're new to this, just start simple and focus on groove first. Here's a really important coaching point. Check the note tail length before you add lots of effects. If the bass feels messy, shorten the MIDI notes first. A lot of beginner bass issues are really note length issues, not sound design issues. Now let's add movement. On the wobble chain, put auto filter before any distortion. Choose a low pass filter and start with a cutoff somewhere in the 150 to 500 Hz area. Add a little resonance, but not too much. We're going for motion, not squealing filter chaos. There are two easy ways to create the wobble movement. The first way is to draw automation. Automate the filter frequency so it opens and closes over a half bar or a full bar. A slow rise and a quicker dip is a classic shape. It gives you that breathing, pumping jungle motion. The second way, if you're using a modulator workflow you already know, is to sync movement to tempo. But for this beginner lesson, automation is absolutely fine. In fact, it's often the better choice, because you can really see and hear what's happening. Keep the wobble musical. Don't make it random. It should feel like it's locked to the loop and reacting to the break. Now we're going to add some grit. Put saturator, overdrive, or drum boss on the wobble chain. These stock devices are perfect for giving the bass some harmonics so it cuts through chopped drums and dark atmospheres. A really solid beginner chain is auto filter into saturator into EQ8. Start with a small amount of saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If you need more bite, try overdrive, but keep the dry slash wet moderate. You want the bass to sound bigger and dirtier, not destroyed. And here's a good tip. If the bass gets too sharp or harsh after saturation, use EQ8 to tame the painful highs. Pay attention around 2.5kHz to 6kHz if it starts getting edgy. Now let's talk stereo. Jungle bass can get messy very fast if it's too wide. The sub must stay mono. That's non-negotiable if you want the low end to hit properly on club systems and big speakers. Keep the sub centered on the wobble layer. If you want width, keep it only in the upper part of the sound. A quick way to do that is to high pass the wobble layer around 80 to 120 Hz with a Q8, so the sub owns the true bottom end. You can add a tiny bit of Karst Ensemble if you want a little width on the upper layer, but keep it subtle. Always check the track in mono. If the bass falls apart in mono, the stereo processing is too much. Next, let's make the drums and bass work together. Add a compressor or glue compressor on the bass track, and sidechain it from the kick or from the drum bus. This is one of the most important parts of DNB bass movement, because the bass needs to duck, just enough for the drums to speak. Start with a fast attack, somewhere around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Use a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1, and adjust the threshold until the kick punches through clearly. If you have your drum tracks grouped into a drum bus, sidechaining from the bus can make the whole break push the bass in a really musical way. That's a classic jungle workflow. Now let's make this lesson live up to the atmosphere part of the title. Add a separate atmosphere layer. This could be vinyl crackle, filtered noise, a dark pad, a reverse swell, or some distant ambient texture. Put reverb or hybrid reverb on the atmosphere track, not on the sub. Keep the bass clean and let the ambience live around it. High pass the atmosphere around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low end, and low pass it if it starts fighting the snare or hats. This is a big part of old school jungle vibe. The bass doesn't feel isolated. It feels like it exists in a whole scene, a whole space, a whole eerie world. Now we can start arranging. Don't keep the wobble static the whole time. In DNB, arrangement creates the excitement. Try opening the filter more in the last bar or two before the drop. Try increasing saturation slightly in the second half of a phrase. Try muting the wobble for one beat, then bringing it back hard. Those tiny changes make a huge difference. A simple arrangement could be filtered atmosphere and break in the intro, bass tease, before the drop, full wobble on the first drop, then a small switch up around bar 9 or bar 17 with a short bass rest and a drum fill. Then bring the idea back with one note changed or one filter movement exaggerated. That's the kind of phrasing that keeps the track DJ friendly and makes it feel like a real jungle record instead of a loop. If you want extra character, resample it. Once the loop feels good, route the bass to a new audio track and record a few bars. Then you can chop the audio, reverse little bits, duplicate a juicy hit, or cut a gap for a fill. Resampling is a huge part of drum and bass workflow, because a lot of the vibe comes from editing and rearranging short phrases. A quick note on common mistakes. Don't make the wobble too wide. Don't overdo distortion. Don't write too many notes. Don't put reverb on the sub. And don't automate the filter too fast right away. A clean one-bar wobble usually sounds better than random movement. If the groove feels late, move the bass slightly earlier. Jungle bass often feels best when it snaps in front of the beat a little. That little push can make the whole loop feel much more urgent. If you want to go darker, try a tiny pitch drop at the start of a note. Or make one bar slightly more buried and the next bar more open. Or add a quiet vinyl texture under the bass. These small details add a lot of personality. Here's a good 15-minute practice challenge. Set Ableton to 165 BPM. Build a drum loop with a chopped break. Make a bass instrument rack with a mono sub chain and a wobble chain. Write a two-bar phrase using mostly one note. Add auto filter and automate a slow wobble shape. Add a little saturation. Side chain it to the drums. Add one atmosphere layer. Then bounce or resample it if it feels good. After that, make one variation. Open the filter more, change one bass note, or mute the bass for one beat before the loop repeats. If you can make a simple bass line feel dangerous, rhythmic, and controlled in Ableton Live, you're already thinking like a DNB producer. So remember the big picture: clean mono sub, separate wobble movement, filter automation, light grit, enough space for the breakbeat, and atmosphere that makes the whole thing feel like a jungle scene. That's how you build an old-school DNB bass wobble that actually works.